Okay. Buenos días a todos.
Good morning, everybody.
Me llamo Daniel Rodríguez.
My name is Daniel Rodríguez.
Soy fruto de la obra misionera en Brasil.
I'm the result of missionary work in Brazil.
Hoy estoy en Paraguay. Hace 5 años que estoy en Paraguay.
And now I've committed my life and I've been in Paraguay for 5 years.
Trabajando con implantación de iglesias.
Working at planting churches.
La iglesia de Cristo en Paraguay hoy ya es una realidad.
He says, today there is a Church of Christ in Paraguay.
Y hace 5 años que estamos allá.
And 5 years now that we've been in the country.
Pero 5 años es un niño.
The 5 years, still baby, or still child.
Pero este niño va a crecer.
But our dream is to see this child grow.
Vai chegar a ser um adulto.
To be an adult.
E vas a enviar missioneiro por toda parte.
And our prayer desire is to see them send missionaries to other places.
Este é nosso objetivo, olha.
That's our objective.
Pido que orem por Paraguai.
We ask you to pray for Paraguay.
Ore por minha família.
Pray for my family.
Ore por la família del hermano Santos.
And pray for
de Nicaragua.
For José Santos and his family, who are missionaries from Nicaragua, partnering with them in.
Que trabalha com nosotros em Paraguai.
They're there in Paraguay with them.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Queria ler texto com vocês que está em Hechos 20.
If you have your Bibles, open up to Acts chapter 20.
20:17.
Begin with verse 17 through 20. And it says, from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. And when they arrived, he said to them, you know how I have lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came to the provinces of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was seriously tested by the plots of the Jews. You know that I have not hesitated to preach to you anything that is helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house.
Quero trabalhar tema com vocês que disse, me chamado minha vida.
Do you want to talk about, you know, this, that our calling and what we are to do is my life?
Nosso chamado no reino de Deus é que dá sentido à nossa vida.
You know, our calling to the kingdom of God is what gives our purpose and our life reason.
Pablo, ele não hizo nada em secreto. Tudo que todos conhecia o mensagem e seus métodos.
See, Paul didn't do anything in secret. Everything he did was openly.
Ele servia ao Senhor e não a homem. Não era dictador.
He was there to serve man, not to dictate over them.
Era líder humilde.
He was a humble servant.
Sabia o que era regar lágrimas, la semilla de la palavra.
And he knew what it was to suffer and to shed tears as he spread the gospel.
Pablo predicava o mensagem publicamente e de casa em casa.
And he says there that, you know, that Paul was preaching and carrying the message from, you know, publicly and from house to house.
Predicava a todas as pessoas.
He took the message to all people.
E este é modelo que devemos seguir nós outros cristianos.
And as we look at this, this is something we need to imitate.
E este texto que vimos diz: vocês sabem como me portei todo el tiempo que estuvo con ustedes.
And there he's talking about, he says, you know how I have acted or how I have lived among you.
Pablo era un hombre de carácter.
He was a man of character.
Cuando hay un John Maxwell dice que cuando você cuando tiver apenas integridad, usted tiene lo suficiente.
Maxwell wrote and he talked about, he says, if you have integrity, he says, you have everything.
Nosso chamado não é algo malo.
Our call is not a difficult thing.
Você pode ser empresário e servir ao Senhor em sua empresa.
You can be in the business and serve the Lord.
Você pode ser médico e servir ao Senhor.
You can be a doctor and serve the Lord.
Na verdade, nosso chamado nos faz feliz.
The truth is that our calling by God is what brings joy into our lives.
Pero tu chamado tem um preço.
But there's a price, there's a cost
tudo
to our
que vamos
call.
Comprar, que queremos comprar, tiene un preço.
Everything we want to buy, everything we want is going to cost something.
Y solo vamos adquirir si estamos dispuestos a pagar el precio.
And we're only going to be able to obtain it if we're willing to pay the price.
Tu llamado tiene un precio.
In our call, there's a price.
Y solo va a conquistar, solo va a gozar, sin pagar el precio.
And the only way we're going to enjoy that calling that we have is if we're willing to commit and pay that price.
El llamado es algo personal. El texto dice, Pablo, yo me voy a Jerusalén.
And there in the whole text there, Paul is saying, says, listen, it's a personal decision that I am making. I'm committed to go to Jerusalem.
Es una decisión.
It was a decision that he had to make.
Todo llamado es tiene un punto a donde quiere llegar.
Every call, when God's calling us, he asks us to commit. He has a place for us to go or something for us to do.
Cualquier que sea la vocación, él ya vive de un principio universal.
He says, whatever the call is, there's a universal principle.
Más bienaventurado cosa es dar lo que recibir.
What Jesus said is, a whole lot more blessed it is to give than to receive.
No hay alegría mayor do que ver familias conociendo el Señor Jesús.
There's no greater joy than to see lives and families committing and coming to the Lord.
Es mucho mejor que ganar plata.
It's a whole lot better than making money.
Yo creo que ustedes ven acá a Billy con el grupo.
He says, it looks like, you know, you see me with our group of kids here, these young men.
Yo creo que él se alegra mucho en ver los jóvenes cantando el Señor.
He talks about the joy that I see when I see their commitment to the Lord and to their service.
Pero él conoció a ellos cuando ellos no conocían el Señor.
I knew them when they before they became Christians.
Y esta alegría, nadie lo saca de su corazón.
He says, there's no one can remove that joy when you see those that are committing their lives to the Lord.
A mí me gustaría orar por ustedes.
So we'd like to pray for a second here.
Para que ustedes sientan esta alegría también.
So that you can understand this joy of commitment to the Lord.
La alegría de llevar el evangelio a todas las naciones.
The joy of carrying the message of Christ to all people.
A todos los pueblos.
All nations, all people.
Amén.
Amen.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor Dios, te doy gracias, Padre, por esta iglesia. Te doy gracias por el compromiso de cada uno. Dios, te pido que siga fortaleciendo esta iglesia, que ellos puedan estar cada día más comprometidos en llevar el evangelio a todas las naciones. Dios, fortalecelos. Dios, bendiga cada familia acá, oh Dios. Es lo que te pido, que siga utilizando a cada uno de ellos. En nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Most God, Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for this time that we can come together and worship you and uplift your name. We pray, Lord, that as we look at our lives and we make commitments to you, that we can commit our possessions, our time, our talents, we can commit our children to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that as a church that we can be committed to your purpose and your service. Lord, bless this church as they reach out to the rest of the world. Lord, we just thank you for this time. In the Son's name we do pray. Amen.
Our God and Father has called each and every one of us. Some of us listen, some of us do not. Today we have the opportunity to be here in the house and worship. It doesn't matter if the language is English or Spanish or Portuguese. The call is the same. God's desire is for each and every one of us to have Him. He gives Himself freely to us. He says, have me. I give myself to you. Just accept me. I'm calling you. Beg you to come to me. Today, some of you may be sitting there going, you know, I've known God for a long time, but I've just kind of sit on the sidelines. I watched the game happen. Let's get involved. Help us out. I know some of you don't even know God. You know His name, you attend, but you need to know, have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Come today. Some of you have burdens on your heart, and you just need somebody to care and pray with you. We have men and women here that do that for you. They come right beside you and lift you up for God. Help you face what life is challenging you. We invite you to come.